Big night on the telly in Britain. The ITV documentary on Princess Diana airs in a bit under an hour. It's 20 years since she was killed in Paris. Of course, William and Harry have given a very open, very honest, insightful accounts into their mother and her life.
How do you keep her memory alive for your children?
I think constantly talking about Granny Diana. So we've got more photos up around the house now of her, and we talk about her a bit and stuff, and it's hard because obviously Catherine didn't know her, so she cannot really provide that level of detail. So I do regularly, putting George and Charlotte to bed, talk about her and just try and remind her that there are two grandmothers. There were two grandmothers in their lives, and so it's important that they know who she was and that she existed.
Royal commentator Phil Dampier is with us on this. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
From what we've seen, seems wonderfully touching and honest. Is that the interpretation so far in Britain?
Yes, I think it is. It's incredible to think it's still 2 months to go to the actual anniversary of Princess Diana's death night, but the papers have been absolutely full over the weekend of this film, which I think you're seeing on your screens your time tomorrow tonight, actually, as we speak. I haven't actually seen it yet, although I feel I don't have to see it because the coverage in the papers has been absolutely extraordinary. One paper had 12 pages of it. And there are some very, very touching moments in the film, particularly Harry and William remembering that they had a very, very brief conversation with their mother just a few hours before she died. And, of course, I had absolutely no idea that that would be the last time that they would ever speak to her. And they were actually anxious to get back to playing with their cousins, Peter and Zara Phillips. Of course, they were staying famously up at Balmoran in Scotland. And, of course, I think so many people can identify with that thing, you know, regrets that they hadn't said to a loved one before they suddenly departed. And it's obviously something that's haunted them for a long time. And you get the impression, as I think Harry said in an interview earlier this year, that for many, many years he probably suppressed a lot of the feelings that he felt about his mother's death, and admits in this programme that he's only actually cried twice since her death, thinking about it. And that they found it incredible, that Harry said that it was incredible that people who had never met his mother showed more emotion than he was feeling. Mm-hmm. So I think they've been very, very honest about it. And another aspect that actually emerged is that they haven't actually seen their mother for a month before she died, and which again is a very, very bizarre thing to realise. They've been in contact with her, of course, on the phone, but they haven't actually seen her. So it's very, very poignant, and I do have mixed feelings about it, Mike. Some people are saying, are they actually pouring out their hearts a little bit too much? Remember the old Queen and Queen Mother's famous saying, never complain, never explain. It's how the royals used to do in the old days. But now it seems to be let it all hang out, and I think only time will tell whether it's the right decision or not.
And, of course, what about the old wounds aspect of the story? Because it was highly controversial at the time. Where do you think Charles fits into this and the palace and how they potentially come out of it?
Well, a lot of people are saying that Prince Charles must feel rather upset by this programme. It's almost as if, you know, talking a lot about Princess Diana as the boy's mother, and very little reference to him. But I think that's probably that balance will be redressed in due course, especially when he's 70 years old next year. I think there'll be some special celebrations for that. But at the moment, I agree with you. He does tend to be kind of forgotten. And one of the papers is saying this morning, why I fear Charles will be wounded by this piece in the Daily Mail by Sarah Vine. And I think a lot of people will feel a bit left out. But I think the boys, William, not boys anymore, are they? William and Harry have decided that it's time to very much tell their own children about their mother, because obviously they're used to, George and Charlotte are very used to seeing Carol Middleton, Kate's mother, and she's very much their granny that they see. And obviously, never having known Diana, I think they feel that they're now getting to the age where, or certainly George is at age 4 now, that he can slowly start to understand that he did have another grandmother. And so William's been talking in the film how he tells his children about Granny Diana. And I think that's a nice touch. But as you say, sometimes Prince Charles has said that he doesn't feel he sees enough of his grandchildren. I'd be fascinated to know what he thinks about this film.
Phil, appreciate your time very much. Phil Dampier out of London this morning.